When you are free, don't just let your mind wander freely. You can breathe mindfully, or keep repeating put toe. Don't waste your breath by doing nothing. Though there are only 5 minutes or 10 minutes, just keep practicing. At this temple, there are many fruit flies in the summer. I didn't know it before moving here, so it didn't look dangerous to me. When it sat on my skin, I just left it. Then it started biting a wound and caused an infection. So you should be careful of it. It is small but dangerous. Have you realized that your mind becomes cautious when I mention the fruit flies? Try to combine practicing to your normal life. Don't be good at it only when you do formal meditation. If you can't practice for the remaining time apart from that, then you won't see any results because each day you have lots of work to do and have only few time for formally meditating. Unlike people in the past, they were farmers. They started working in a field when sunrise and stopped after sunset. In each year, they worked only for one period, and they were free for many months, so people who were interested in practicing had plenty of time to practice. Nowadays, we are too busy to do it that way. I am not sure if your life is happier than theirs, though. We have more amenities, but they had more time. Nevertheless, we have no choice since we were born on this era. Are you lost? Don't be an expert only in a meditation room. That's not enough. Be mindful on whatever you do. As I used to do before, I use a hand fan in summer to cool myself, so I am fanning like this, feeling comfortable, know it, waving, know it. When looking at the arm, it is like a robot. See our body as a robot that is moving. It is not ourself. In your daily life, you can practice for two levels. One is to be mindful and observe your body movement. The other is when the wisdom occurs. That is, the wisdom will occur just for a second to see that the body that is moving is not yourself. It is just an object like a robot. People like us can practice this way. If you are sitting, then you are aware that the body is sitting. Don't slip away to think randomly about other things and ignore your body and mind. If you are aware that you are sitting while you are sitting, then you are mindful. See that only the body is sitting. Here, the perception is aware of the three characteristics of the body. For example, I am aware of being non-self. Some people may see impermanence and some may see suffering. I am aware of being non-self. Each person will see differently and we can't choose what to see. Today, there are many fruit flies. When the perception comes to understand that the body is impermanent, suffering or non-self, the wisdom occurs. When it recognizes the body as the three characteristics, the wisdom also occurs. It will see that the body is under the three characteristics, not ourself. Be mindful with the existence of our body. The body standing, walking, sitting or lying down, feel it. The mindfulness is one to feel and the perception is one to understand. For most people, when they feel their body, the perception recognizes the body as themselves. Do you notice that whenever you feel your body, you feel that it is yourself? That's why the wisdom doesn't occur for many people, because they have never perceived that the body is non-self. We can practice by observing our body in the way of the three characteristics. If you are adept at impermanence, then you can see that the body breathing out has occurred and gone, the body breathing in has occurred and gone, the body standing, walking, sitting, lying down has occurred and gone, the body that is moving or staying still has occurred and gone. be mindful continuously. If the perception doesn't perceive the three characteristics, then we have to help it to consider in such the way. When it sees the arising and falling, we already have a good perception in the way of impermanence. It is called perception of impermanence. Good perceptions for insight meditation are perception of impermanence, of unsatisfactoriness, and of non-self. These are the perceptions of impermanence, the state of being compelled, and the state of being uncontrollable, respectively. The mind will understand any one of the three characteristics as it likes. When people with lots of faith see a body, they will see it is changing frequently. For example, the body breathing in has occurred and gone, the body breathing out has occurred and gone. For people with strong wisdom, they mostly see a body in the sense of non-self. For example, when sitting they see that the body is sitting, not they are sitting, the body is breathing, not they are breathing. If we feel it this way, then you is practicing insight meditation, that is, you can recognize the three characteristics of materiality and mentality. If the perception can't recognize the three characteristics, then you can help it by contemplating in such a way. As before, a venerable teacher in a forest monastery would tell disciples to repeat putto and contemplating a body. When they repeated putto, until their minds became calm and concentrated, but it didn't have a perception of the three characteristics. Then the teacher would tell the disciples to contemplate components of a body. Head hair, body hair, nail, teeth, skin, flesh, tendon, bone, in the way that each of them is just a matter element, not themselves, not theirs and impermanent. For example, head hair is impermanent because it changes from black to grey, short to long and then falling. This way of contemplation is to stimulate the good perception to start processing. However, if some people practice the wisdom development from their past lives, or they heard about it in this life already, then their mind can perceive the three characteristics unintentionally. Therefore, if the mind can perceive the three characteristics without intention, then we don't help it to contemplate the three characteristics because it will cause more burdens to the mind. For example, when you fan, if the mind recognizes by itself that the body that is moving is not yourself, then the perception knows correctly and the wisdom arises to see that the body is not yourself. The wisdom is the cutter to stop the wrong perception, wrong view, and wrong attachment. When there is a clinging, there is the wrong view. Wisdom and mindfulness work together in the way that the wisdom is the cutter and the mindfulness is the catcher that catches all current phenomena of how the body is, how the thought is, and whatever arising from the body and mind at that moment. However, some people may not gain any wisdom even though the mindfulness detects the present phenomena. For example, we are aware of our body breathing and don't think about anything, just concentrate at the body breathing. There is no wisdom to gain. Then we only become calmness and practice calmness meditation. But if the perception can understand that the body breathing in is not permanent, the body breathing out is not permanent, breathing to avoid suffering, eating to avoid suffering, defecating to avoid suffering, then this is the right practice to develop wisdom. It is the best if the mind can perceive the three characteristics on its own. If it does not, that is, the mindfulness catches the present phenomena, but it does not develop the wisdom, then we must help it by contemplating the three characteristics. However, it is the best if it understands the three characteristics on its own, such as, it sees that the body that is sitting is just an object that is sitting and it is not ourself. If it gets the wrong understanding, then it will see that we are sitting, we are breathing in and we are breathing out. The right perception is to see that only the object is breathing and it is not ourself. From the right understanding, the wisdom will clarify the wrong views. If the right understanding occurs more often, the right thinking will occur whenever we think, and the right view will also arise afterward. The wrong understanding makes us see our body as ourself or body sitting as we are sitting, and that misleads us to believe in the existence of selfness. Thus we use mindfulness to be aware of the being of our body, and use the perception to see the body in the way of the three characteristics, whichever it can see. Continue knowing like this, then at some point we will gain the wisdom as the right understanding or the right knowing. The wisdom here will clear the wrong views, wrong understandings, and the wrong thoughts that cause us the clinging. When the right understandings take place, we will see that our body is not ourself, just an object, and hence no more clinging to it. This is how the process of the practice works. The mindfulness and the perception will develop until the wisdom arises. Wisdom doesn't occur from thinking. If we think to attain the wisdom, then it is only intellectual wisdom, it is partly mixed with thought. The wisdom that can eliminate the defilements is vipassanapanya, the wisdom with insight. Vipassana comes from the words vi and passana. The word passana means seeing or knowing, and vi means clearly knowing, truthful knowing, or right knowing, that is to understand the three characteristics, to understand that it is non-self. We can also be aware of matters, feeling, perception, mental formation, consciousness in the same understanding that it is non-self. I gave the example of the body contemplation, but in fact, you can start contemplating from any one of body, feeling, mind or phenomena, whichever you can. Be aware of a body, then the perception understands the three characteristics of a body, and later the wisdom arises. Be aware of the feelings, the feeling of happiness or suffering, then the perception understands correctly and later the wisdom occurs and no more holding. When the wisdom arises, it will let go of the holdings. The wisdom is the stopper to release. It will let go by itself. No one can order the wisdom to occur. It happens when we keep developing mindfulness and perceives the truth correctly. When we are sitting, don't think that we are sitting, just try to feel it. If you can't feel it by yourself, then try to feel that the matter is sitting and keep knowing like this continuously until you know it unintentionally. When the body is moving, it will know that the matter is moving and it isn't you. When you have the right understanding, the right thoughts also occur and later the right view arises. The right view is the wisdom, that is, if you have the right understanding, then the right view, which is the wisdom, will arise. Some practitioners dislike perception and say that the perception is not good and it is an opponent to wisdom. In fact, the perception is necessary and it will occur with all types of minds. There is no mind without perception, only just that it is either right or wrong perception. Some Dharma phenomena occur with all types of minds, for example, feelings, like happy, unhappy, neutral, occur with all types of minds. The enlightened minds still have feelings, but they are mental happiness and indifferent feeling. For non-enlightened mind, there are three kinds of feelings which are happy, unhappy and neutral. Perception also occurs with all kinds of minds. The perception of normal people that have never heard about Dharma is a distorted perception, and the perception of people who practice Dharma will be the correct perception, which is the one that can see the three characteristics. This is the great perception. Therefore, don't hate the perception. Perception occurs together with all kinds of minds, but it will perceive either the right views or the wrong views. Most people, if they have never practiced Dharma or never heard about Dharma before, will see their bodies as themselves whenever they look at it. When the body is sitting, feeling itchy, being anything, or when the mind is happy, unhappy, who is happy, we are happy. Who is unhappy, we are unhappy. Who is greedy, we are greedy. Who is angry, we are angry. Who is lost, we are lost. If we know correctly, then the body is not ourself. The feeling of happiness or unhappiness is not ourself. What is good or bad is not ourself. The mind is not ourself. There is no ourself. Matter isn't ourself. Feelings isn't ourself. Perception isn't ourself. Mental formation isn't ourself. The mind, which is consciousness, isn't ourself. There is no ourself. This is the wisdom. If the power of percepts, meditation, and the wisdom are combined and powerful enough, then supramundane wisdom will occur and clean up defilements and bondages in the mind permanently. Then don't hate the perception and try to perceive it correctly instead. For example, when your boyfriend or girlfriend is walking towards you, most people will perceive wrongly and think that her boyfriend or his girlfriend is coming. But if you understand correctly, you will know that it is just a phenomenon and the matter is moving, like an object moving. However, this will happen after practicing in more advanced level. Now, just keep observing yourself. Considering other people is harder. Be aware of yourself. Try to ask your mind, what is sitting? You are sitting or the body is sitting? Who feel that you are sitting? Raise your hand. Be honest. Very good. Who see that a matter or object is sitting? Raise your hand. How's about the remaining? You don't see anything. Most of you are confused. I already told you to ask your mind whether you feel that the thing that is sitting right now is you are sitting or just a matter is sitting. If you feel that you are sitting, then your perception isn't correct, which is called the distorted perception. To have the distorted perception doesn't mean that you are crazy, but you understand wrongly form the truth. Our body is not ourself, it is just an object. Basically, a body comes from the cells of your father and mother, half from each, and then consumes water, air, food, which belong to the world, to grow up. Do you see that all belong to the world? It isn't yours. It isn't yourself. For example, some people do pig farming. So they feed the pigs by rice or rice bran. After the pigs grow up, who are the owner of them? They will say that the pigs are theirs. People in the world will be like this. Our body is the same as a pig that we are feeding, so it is ours. If you understand correctly, we will see that a body is just an object, that elements come in or come out all the time. Therefore, practice to be mindful at your body. If you are mindful at the body, then try to see more that the body is under the three characteristics. Don't just see that it is yours. Then the wisdom, right knowing, right understanding will occur, and that can wipe out defilements. The defilement here, the wrong knowledge and all of the wrong understandings. It is the ignorance. The ignorance can be wiped out by true knowledge, the ultimate wisdom. Then just be mindful. If you are aware of a body, then perceive the three characteristics of the body. If the mind doesn't perceive that we need to help it, considering that a body is just an object and just a solid element, that there are elements flowing in and out. A body is suffering all the time. A body is suffering if it sits, walks, stands or lies down for a long time. If it feels too hungry or too full, it is then suffered. Even when it wants to use a restroom, it is also suffering. By observing the phenomena of the body sufferings, we already perceive correctly in the way of suffering. If we see a body as a solid element or object, then we perceive it in the way of non-self. It isn't a human, animal, ourself or oneself. To perceive the impermanence of a body, it can be done in many levels. For the rough level, you can see that now your body becomes the body of a young person, but before it was just a baby, or it is now old, but it was young before. Our body isn't permanent at all. Here is the rough level. For the detailed level, we can observe that the body breathing out isn't permanent, the body breathing in isn't permanent neither. The roughest level is to consider what happened in the long period of time. For example, comparing pictures of yourself 2 to 3 years ago to the pictures taken 5 or 10 years ago, we'll see that a body isn't permanent. Before you were small, and now you become bigger, or you were beautiful, but now there are lots of wrinkles. This consideration of pictures will help you to see the impermanence of your body, and will trigger the knowing of impermanence of the body. It can be done by many levels from the rough, medium to the finest, for the finest is to see in the right moment. This is the consideration on a body. Just keep being mindful to the body and see it in the way of 3 characteristics. Just keep on knowing it. However, you can't know the 3 characteristics without seeing the real object. For example, when you are aware of the body sitting and realize that it is impermanent, suffering and non-self, by knowing this way, the wisdom from insight knowledge will occur. If you are sitting but thinking of how you look like in the past and imagine how your face will be when you get old, then it is a contemplation without real objects. It is no use and too much thinking. It is just a discursive thought in Dharma. Sometimes it can happen that you think constantly until the mind converges. It then becomes commas meditation, not insight one. For insight meditation, you need to see real phenomena, realize the truth of them, and understand the truths from what actually happened, not from your imagination. Some other places may teach their followers to contemplate the 3 characteristics all the times and keep thinking without consciousness. In that case, the consciousness immerses in thoughts and keeps on thinking that a body is not oneself. Then this practice will at most lead to a calmless meditation that brings a calm mind. We then have to practice with real phenomena by having the objects for the mind to know and for the consciousness to be aware of. Luangpo Phut always taught that there must be an object for the mind to know and for the mindfulness to be aware of. For example, we can use our body to be an object for the mind to know and for the mindfulness to be aware of. When we are aware of the body, like the body sitting or the body moving, it is a calmness meditation, but if we perceive correctly, then we can see that the body is not ourself, and hence the wisdom occurs. This wisdom is an insight knowledge that can eliminate defilements. If there is no real phenomenon, then it can be only intellectual wisdom, just an imagination by yourself. If you keep on thinking while listening to my teaching and become understanding, this wisdom is a knowledge that is learned from others, called Suddhammayabhaññā. The knowledge that is thought out without seeing real phenomena is Cittamayabhaññā. If we have an object for the mind to be rooted at, it is called a basis of mindfulness, because the mind needs to have a basis to be aware of. This is what Luangpo Phut called an object for the mind to know and for the mindfulness to be aware of. He said, to have an object to be known by the mind. Do you see that the body is an object that is known? What is known is called a known object according to his words. Here a body is a known object, and is the object for the mindfulness to be aware of. That is, the mindfulness is aware of this body. If you have ever heard about the three characteristics or ever practiced or developing wisdom before, then your mind will perceive the three characteristics unintentionally. If it can't realize the three characteristics, you can help it by contemplating in the way of the three characteristics. This contemplation must be under real phenomena to have an object for the mind to know and for the mindfulness to be aware of, for example, a body, feelings, mental formations, volitional of good or bad activities. Today I only give an example about contemplating a body. If I talk about all of them at once, then you will get confused and won't be able to catch the concepts. Just only this, do you understand the concept of the practicing? When you are aware of your body, then the body becomes a known object for the mind. It becomes the thing to bear the awareness of the mind and the object for the mindfulness to be aware of. If it is moving, then the mindfulness is aware of the movement and the perception will realize that it is impermanent, suffering and non-self, just only one of them. For example, I see that it is non-self, it isn't me, just an object, a solid element, then the mind will cut defilements off. The cutter here is the wisdom. There was a time I went to pay respect to Long Poor Pud. A road in his temple was full of dog poop that I had to walk carefully, otherwise I would step on it. While I was walking, my mind felt disgusted, but still bearable, until I met the champion, the biggest pile. This pile was wet and there were worms on it. Many big fowls landed on it and flying out. I was worried that it would fly toward me, so my mind felt extremely disgusted. However, at that moment the consciousness perceived the truth of the dog poop, and then the mind became composed. The wisdom occurred to differentiate the dog poop that the smell came in the air, and the wet part was the water element. When the mind was aware of it and powerful enough, the mind jumped into the dog poop and separated it into four elements. The part that was the water element, the part that was the air element, the part that was the fire element, and eventually the poop was just the earth element. There was no clean or dirty. It was a process that the mind came to understand that the dog poop was just elements, and so the wisdom occurred with the right understanding that it was just a matter element. There was neither pleasure nor displeasure. Instead it was neutral, the same as the land that was clean and beautiful. This is an example of the process that after seeing the poop, the mind felt disgusted, be aware of that, so a right concentration occurred. Then the mind jumped into the poop to perceive its being as elements, and finally the wisdom stopped the feeling of disgust. After that I walked happily with no worries about the poop. However, I didn't step on it at all because I was mindful. It wasn't like that you had to be neutral and stepped on each pile to train the mind not to feel disgusted. That isn't the right way. When we are mindful, we will know what we should or shouldn't do. To step on it is what we should not to do. I considered the dog poop in the right way. And after that I went to see Long Poor Pud, and he said to me that, "Oh, the practitioner, you look so bright today, what have you done?" I said, "I have just seen the dog poop." The example of the dog poop here is an example for you to practice. When we consider our body, it is the same as the dog poop. Does the body have earth element, water element, air element and fire element? If we are aware that it is just a matter element that consists of earth element, water element, air element and fire element, then the wisdom will stop the wrong understanding. This body is not ourself or ours. It is an element that belongs to the world. There is nothing to get hold of, because it isn't ours. Why we have to get hold of it? Try to look at your body and compare it to the dog poop as I told you. The mind must be composed. As I saw the dog poop and the mind felt disgusted, then the consciousness was aware of the feeling of disgust, the feeling was gone, then the mind became concentrated. Later on, when I saw the dog poop, the perception knew that the dog poop was just a matter element. It wasn't disgusting, adorable, or hateful. When we develop the wisdom, until we are free, there is no love, no hate, no covetousness, no pleasure, no displeasure. Therefore, the foundations of mindfulness begins with having a dwelling object as a foundation for the mind to know and for the mindfulness to be aware of. For example, you say that you have a body within body to be an object of consciousness, but instead you just see the body and enjoy life. That isn't called having an object of consciousness. You must have earnestness and perseverance to overcome defilements. It isn't just observing a body and staying comfortably. We must observe a body so that defilements won't be accumulated or developed more. To have clear comprehension is to know that we practice for the right knowing and the right understanding. All venerables said, Gaye, Gayanobasi, Viharopdi. Viharopdi is to be an object of consciousness. Otrp is to have perseverance to burn down defilements. Sampayano is to have the clear comprehension for what to do and for what reasons, and to have mindfulness. After having mindfulness, there is the statement, Vinaya, Loke, Obicha, Domanasa, having removed pleasure and unpleasure towards the world. If you observe a body and feel unpleasant, or hate the body, then it isn't correct. It is not the level of developing the wisdom, because a mental sensation can still occupy your mind. If you practice correctly, then you will observe it like I saw the dog poop. There will be no love nor feeling love, no hate, no pleasure, no unpleasure. The mind becomes impartial, no struggling with anything, and so it reaches an equanimity, which is a state of being calm and peaceful. The mind that stays equanimous is the mind with the ultimate happiness. Nirvana is the void state as said. Nippanang, Paramam, Sukkong. Nirvana is the ultimate happiness. What is called Nirvana? It is the ending of craving. When we have no craving and no desire, the mind will stop moving to fabrications, and then it reaches the state of peaceful happiness. If you see dog poop and your mind feels disgusted, and then it becomes jiggling, the consciousness is aware that the mind isn't neutral, that is, I see a matter, and the consciousness is aware of the non-equanimity of the mind, then the composed mind occurs and recognizes its being as a matter. So the mind stops the feelings of satisfaction or unsatisfaction toward the dog poop. For you guys, you can contemplate your body until you feel love or hate toward it. See the body as one pile of a dog poop, but this pile is quite big. Just keep practicing. This is an example of contemplating a body. It is the same for contemplating feelings. When happiness occurs and the mind feels pleasure and satisfied, just aware of it. Passion arises and falls. The mind then becomes composed. A perception recognizes happiness, sadness, aloofness, and others. The perception is aware of its impermanence, or non-self. It arises by itself and falls by itself. Later the wisdom will occur. All perceptions has no essentials, the mind then let go of the clinging. The attachment is cut by the wisdom. The wisdom is the cutter and the mindfulness is the holder that catches phenomena. When the mind becomes composed, a perception recognizes the phenomena. Then the wisdom occurs. It will cut the wrong understanding, and the mind will be in an equanimous state. It stops fabricating any state. Happiness or unhappiness are the same. They both arise and fall. When feeling happy, the mind isn't lost in pleasure, and it stops all covetousness. When feeling suffering, the mind isn't lost in sadness, and it stops a painful mental feeling. It lets go by itself. The mind have no covetousness, no griefs, no pleasure nor unpleasure, no more craving. The mind then stops fabricating and reaches the ultimate peace, which is the nirvana. Another is to know mental formations or fabrications of good or evil state, such as greed, hate, being lost. For example, greed occurs and the consciousness is aware of it. Then the greed sudden falls and the mind becomes rooted in awareness. The consciousness realizes furthermore that the mental formations like the greed, happening just now, arises by itself and falls by itself. When we know defilements, we know after it has occurred, unlike knowing the body. To know the body, we know it right away that now it is moving. To know that the mind is being greedy, hateful of lost, we know after its occurrence that the mind has just felt hatred, but now it is rooted in awareness. Then the perception contemplates that the hate occurs by itself and falls by itself. We don't stop it. When the consciousness is aware of the hate, it falls by itself. It arises and falls by itself. It isn't our self nor ours. This is how we know mental formations. We just practice the same way and the same principle. The tool is the consciousness or the mindfulness. Have a composed mind to have a right concentration. Have the perception to recognize correctly. Wisdom occurs to stop the wrong understandings. When the wisdom is strong enough, then it becomes the transcendental wisdom, which is the wisdom for the Four Noble Paths. If the wisdom happening for the Noble Paths is the supramundane wisdom, then the perception occurring at the same time must be the supramundane perception. Therefore, for the supramundane state, it doesn't mean that there is nothing. I have told you that perception occurs with all kind of minds. In a supramundane mind, there are also perception, feelings, and attentiveness. When the mind perceives mental states with the supramundane mind, it is one-pointedness that can know only one state at a time. Hence in the supramundane state, it doesn't mean that there is nothing. There is the supramundane mind and also a mental factor called Jade-Dasik, which is a supramundane mental factor. The supramundane mental factor will do its job. Defilements also do the job to create a state of existence and rebirth for us. The Noble Paths do the job to eradicate a state of existence and rebirth. However, the noble fruits have no duty. All duties have ended at the noble paths and noble fruits. The noble fruits are like the big prizes you receive after all hard and exhausted fighting ended. After receiving the big prizes, you will only wait for the jackpot. It's just like that we practice until we reach the final state that we get all of the big prizes. The remaining time we have is to wait for the jackpot, which is the nirvana. The Buddha said that an enlightened one is like the person who finish all his duty and only wait for his wages. The greatest prize is the enlightened mind, which is the mind in the state of the noble fruits. It is the mind with no more struggles and fabrications. In the fruit of final enlightenment, the mind sees the time when the aggregates and elements pass away and become extinct with no fear. The purified mind has no clinging to any of them and see that the five aggregates are sufferings. But for you don't see the five aggregates are sufferings. That's why you become suffered and worried when they are passing away. An enlightened one sees the five aggregates as the sufferings. If the sufferings are dying, an enlightened one feels joyful instead of mournful, because there is no more burden to take care of. Don't have to take it to a restroom in the morning. Don't have to brush teeth for it. And no, don't have to feed it. Thus, we just keep on practicing and review what I taught today. See your body as a dog poop and keep knowing it. That's it for the teaching today. I plan to teach easy Dharma, however, it becomes difficult every time. It's because before I already taught a lot of easy Dharma. I have taught for 2,000 tracks already, without no books, no memorizing or no scripts. I just teach according to you audiences. So all of the dog poops here just keep on being mindful.
Number 1. Now, my practicing starts getting into the mind. I saw the mind working by itself, but it's still me. It's then lost, and then over-focusing, improving, and then worsening. When it is worsening, the mind isn't impartial and fights with that fact. But if I am aware of that, then I can get back to practice again. I feel that practicing is my duty. Could you please suggest how I continue my practice?
Just keep on practicing. You can continue what you have practiced, practice until it's enough. It's the same as you eat. Venerable teachers said that practicing was similar to eating. If you haven't been full, then just keep on eating. If you are full, then you will know by yourself. Do you know when you are full? Nobody knows if they are full, right? We just practice, and when it is enough, it will be full by itself. For now, you are hungry still, so just keep on practicing. What you have done so far is correct. Student number 2.
Number 2.
Student number 1. Your mind isn't rooted. Have you known? It isn't rooted at the base yet. It's a bit outside. Can you feel? Don't pull it back. Are you aware that you were trying to pull it back? Don't pull it back. Just be aware of it. Don't try to force it. Just aware.
Number 2. Lately at this period, my mind is scattered and often lost in thoughts. Sometimes it becomes depressed and gloomy. I try to be aware of it. I practice formal meditation every day, but I feel that it becomes less effective. The mind doesn't have enough energy. Whenever I do walking meditation, the mind becomes calm faster than sitting meditation. My meditation object are breathing and the mantra Putto. Could I get a suggestion how to improve my practice?
The mind isn't impartial, be aware of it. The mind has sadness stepping in by itself, just know it. See the sadness as a stranger passing by your house. It has nothing to do with you. Don't change it. Even the mind is depressed or sad, don't change it. Just know it. See the depression and sadness come and go, just like a stranger passes by your house. It has nothing to do with you. Just now, you are lost. Can you notice it? Do you feel that your face is smiling? Try nodding. Do you see the body moving? It's better for you to move instead of sitting. You can clean your house or do your chores to move, and then see the body is working. Keep on practicing this way. It is better than just do sitting meditation that makes your mind clouded by dullness or sadness. Keep moving.
Number 3. Practice informal meditation by sitting meditation, repeating Putto, observing breath along with the rising and falling of the abdomen. I try to catch up with my mind. Sometimes I am mindful, but often that I lose consciousness and fall asleep. When I am tried, distracted, or sleepy, I will do sitting meditation and observe my nose breathing and repeat Putto, and sometimes listen to your teaching in YouTube. During this period, I often think busily or fall asleep while I practice formally. Do I still practice in the correct path? Could you give me a suggestion?
Know your body to help. Only observing the mind enough, you don't have enough energy. To develop wisdom by observing a mind, a good meditation is required because the mind is swift. If the mind is straying just a bit, then you can't notice it. So at the point where you don't have enough energy like this, just feel your body. Do you see that the body is sitting? It is nodding. Do you feel it? Don't make your mind being dull like that. Come out of that. Don't pull your mind into dullness. Use the normal mind. Here it isn't normal. It's distressed. Smile happily first, like there is a girl confessing to you. Yes, use the normal like this one, and then observe your body. Try turning your head to the right and left. You are lost, do you see it? Before turning, the mind has slipped away. Be aware. Turn comfortably with the awareness. Now your neck is moving a bit slow. You are a bit over-focused. Use your body. Student number 3. You can't only observe the mind, not enough energy. Otherwise you will fall asleep.
Number 4. I use the mantra The Three Refuges to be a meditation object. My mind is often lost in thought. I see anger and fierceness in myself, so I deliberately uphold the 5 precepts. I use praying and chanting for a formal meditation, and when I do a sitting meditation, I sometimes feel sleepy, so I change to do walking meditation. I do it this way every day. During a daytime, I listen to a Dhamma taught by you and feel a body while working. Is the way I practice correct?
Yes, it is correct. Keep on doing it. Don't make the mind dull. When you are doubtful, know that you are doubtful. Keep knowing in present. Your body moves, know it. In fact, for concentration practice, you don't have to have many meditation objects, just 1 or 2 is enough. If you choose to do this, that and those, then they become too much burden to the mind. If you observe your body, then just do it. You don't have to observe all of body, mind, feelings. That's too much work. You will feel stressed from them. Just practice relaxedly, but don't let it go freely without mindfulness. Just now, it is good. Now it isn't correct. Before it was naturally, because you didn't interfere with it. Now you uphold it, maintain it to stay still. Don't force it to be calm, use the normal mind. Originally, the nature of a mind is bright and shining, but it becomes clouded by greed, hate and illusion that get in. Then if you practice with greed, the mind isn't going to be bright that make you become frustrated and mad. That isn't a shining mind. If you use the normal mind to be aware, then it suddenly becomes calm. Now it's too tight. You are good at being doubtful. Just know you are doubtful. Now you are sustaining it. Do you feel that? There is a thing that stays still, just a bit, just kill it. This one prevents you from improving, don't sustain it. See the aggregates working, not that you uphold them. See the mind working, not that you uphold the mind. Don't set up the mind. Now you set the mind up to be dull. Use the normal mind, don't set it up. Just continue practicing. If you learn too much, then you will get confused because you are a doubtful type. You are curious, just know it. That's all.
Number 5. I have been practicing for a while. I feel that my mind has more energy. When practicing during the daytime, mostly I can see the arising of mental phenomena, but I see the falling of them just sometimes. In the period that I have a good meditation, I can see the arising of anger and lust. Then I just observe it and see it falls. However, the uncomfortable feeling through the body that occurs with it doesn't go away. So I keep on watching until it stops. Do I practice in the right way?
It is right, but there is a bit sustaining of the mind. You uphold it to stay still. Do you see that the current mind and the mind when you don't practice are different? Think about the mind when you were a kid. In children's mind, they laugh when they see stuff they like and cry, is they don't like the stuff. That's a normal. Only that they don't have the mindfulness. For you, you are mindful, but your mind isn't normal. You make it to stay still. Don't do that. Know the changing. What you have practiced is fine. Student number 5. It now stays still because it's scared of me, it's an error. You have practiced correctly. It is good, good practice. Do you observe that you are happy just now? When you see it, you then hold the mind to become dull. Don't hold the mind. Don't interfere with the mind. If you don't interfere with the mind, it becomes relieved, clear and relaxed. Your mind becomes concentrated. Next, it can develop the wisdom by seeing that the moving matter isn't yourself. See happiness or unhappiness, goodness or evil is moving and changing. It isn't yourself. Student number 6 is waiting too long, so now extremely worried.
Number 6. Before I observed the mind without enough mindfulness and concentration, so I thought busily in Dhamma. So I changed to observe a body. As a result, the mindfulness and concentration are getting better. The mind stays with the body better than observing the mind before.
Correct.
Is the concentration is correct?
Correct.
May Luang Po teach me how to continue my practice.
Feel the body. Your nature isn't for watching the mind. Observe the body first, and later you can feel the mind. You practice correctly in the good way. Keep on practicing. When the body is moving, just feel it. Your hands is pressing together at the chest. Just feel it. Don't control it. Student number 5. You are controlling your mind a bit. It's used to that. Student number 6. You are lost. Do you know it? Right. Just keep on feeling the body. You can't see the mind. The mind is lost very often. The body doesn't go anywhere. The mind is good at slipping away. Just observe the body then.
Number 7. When moving, I know it. I train the mind to have a meditation object. I have a duty to do household chores, so I feel the body moving. When feeling upset, know it. Feeling unsatisfied, know it. Happiness and unhappiness come and go. When I am lost and know it, I start having a meditation object. When I am free, I observe my breathing. I see that the mind slips and becomes over-focused at the breath. I start to understand the way of practicing. I see the mind strays. When I chant, I become lost and then know it, so I meditate. May Luang Po suggest me how to continue the practice.
The mind is still busy, just a little. So when you are moving while working, know it. That's good. If you work a lot, then it is easy to be sleepy when you do sitting meditation. It's better for you to move. Keep on moving. You have done well.
Number 8. In the formal meditation, I do sitting meditation for 30 minutes in the morning and in the evening. I practice mindfulness in daily life by chanting Putto when the mind slips in thought, I just know it. Mail Wang Po suggests the meditation that is suitable for my nature.
Continue the practice. What you have done is already suitable for you. Just practice until it is enough. Do you feel that the mind has more energy? It becomes rooted without intention. Good. Practice more. When the mind has energy, don't let it stay still. Continue to perceive the body, the happiness and unhappiness, goodness and evil in the way of three characteristics. Today I have preached enough for exactly 1 hour. In this time, doctors say that there are many children having COVID-19 and spreading to adults in the same house. Many people got infected, but no severe symptoms. However, it's better that you are not infected. But if you are infected, just take care of yourself and don't spread the virus to others. On the last week, there was a storm in the temple. Many trees were broken. The monks had to take the trees to trash. They have a duty to take care of the temple, so they must do it. Here there are lots of garbage. For you lay people, you can help me by taking the trash you brought back. It's nice if you bring it back. You don't have to give it to the temple. The garbage truck comes here only once a week. Each day, there are hundreds of you to come here. That's why I told you to bring your own plate for eating and bring it to wash at your home later, and also throw the food waste here at the temple. Try to help each other by taking it back. It is time to go home now.